Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have a wonderful healing session. So if you'd like to call in, you can. The toll-free number is, I believe it's 888-815-9756. So call in, and we'll see if we have any questions for everybody, just in case you may wish to call in to ask a question. So to a clearing here for the emotions here. And here we go. Just think of a situation that may have troubled you maybe in the last week or so here. And here we go. So we're going to clear that away. Just think of it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do one now for your feeling body to clear away this energy. These are different energetic bodies that absorb stuff, and when they get overfilled, they leak into your physical body, causing you some type of discomfort, disease, illness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do a mental body. This will help to integrate your left and right brain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do the mind to heart drop now for everybody. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. And we're going to just count from 10 down to 1 to bring you into your heart center. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, boy, that one's, something else be getting stuck there. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's stay there in our heart center. And again, just sit back, relax. You should feel very comfortable. Should be at peace. And we'll see if our co-host is on, Annika, tonight. So, Annika, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, and welcome, everyone, and it's great to be on. Thank you. And I have a few comments that are interesting from last time, Ron, about the orbs, and I wanted to share those. But I also heard a beep for some reason, and I don't know if that is me just hearing something here, or is there anybody calling, perhaps, already? Anybody out there?
Yeah, I'm Anita.
Oh, hi. Welcome.
Hey.
Thank you for calling. So
okay.
What would you like to ask Ron or share with us?
I'm a first-time caller, so this is the first time I've called in about the, well, I don't know exactly what he do. He like the light healing or something?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's great to have new callers, so maybe we can... We can bring in a little bit of information for you, Anita. Ron,
okay.
what would you first like to tell Anita and everybody who is new on the line here about what you do?
Yeah, the Creation Light Ship is source energy itself. This is where the light came from. And right now the source energy is here to do the ascension process for your spirit and also your body and the planet and everything else that was created in the light. So just some basic history. The light ship is where Jesus came from. And the light ship was here when he walked the earth, bringing energy in. Jesus was a conduit for the light ship. And that's where his teachings and healings came from. And then when he left the earth, physically left, then the light ship also left because there's no more conduit. So we've been without the source energy here. For, we'll just say around, I'll just say over 1900 years. And the light ship came around again in 2005. And so every 2,000 years, typically the light ship comes to do the ascension process for the universe of light, and we're just one like grain of sand of that. But it's here to help people to move forward, to do instantaneous healings. That was done also when Jesus walked the earth. And the main thing is to release your judgment out of your body if you wish to have your body ascend. So does that help you out, Anita?
Yeah. Is it some light to negative energy? You help get release the negative energy in your body?
Yeah, in a sense, yes. So you're living who you think you are in this lifetime is all of your traumas, okay? So when you ask about their life, you know, what it's like, they'll start bringing up all the traumas. So that's where they're actually living. Most people live in their traumas. And that's all they have to go by, is because their traumas are what is recycling. But your traumas actually are stored much deeper than that, than just one lifetime, because you're living the past of all of your ancestors' thoughts and beliefs. So that's who you really are, and what comes up in this lifetime is what we call, in a sense, a New Age term, which I don't normally use, but it's learning lessons. And that's what comes up, because your body wants to get this energy, this density, the negativity out of it for the ascension process. So when you have the negativity, the judgment, the blockages inside of your body, this prevents your spirit from coming forward so you can be fully spirit realized, which means that you're then, you know, having light inside of your body, throughout your body. And this is the process that Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, was, in our terminology today, with the Bible information, he came and was releasing people from their sins. And that's the same process, taking away the genetic codings and the densities that we have stored inside of us. Back then, it was so much more easier. I don't know, I would say probably maybe 1,000 times easier back then, because we now have an additional 2,000 years of crud on us, we'll say, from all of our ancestors. Yeah. Or back then it was a lot more easier, simpler to do, because of the stored judgments not being as complicated and ingrained inside of the body. So that's what this program is about. The program is about for you to get more spirit realized, connecting to your spirit. That's how we did the mind to heart drop. Were you on the program when we did that, Anita?
No, this is my first time calling in. So yep. what you can do, you help heal people or something like that?
In a sense, yes. Uh-huh. That is correct. On the website, there's a lot of healings that you can do on there to make your spirit more realized with you.
You can do it on the phone, too?
Yeah, I do phone sessions also, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So everything that I do normally is remote healing.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Anita, thank you. And Anita, are you in the close to New York? Because Ron will actually be in. Pardon?
I'm Tyler from Roanoke, Alabama.
Okay, so you're a little bit further away. Well, anyway, I'll just mention that Ron is going to be in New York City at the Yoga and Raw Food Expo, Friday, June 11th through Sunday, June 13th. And so if anyone is in that area. Yeah, and if you go to the website, it's www.creationlightship.com. There's a lot of information on there. Up top, there's 5 clearings that you can do for free. And those are really wonderful to do. One of the latest ones is the orb clearing, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit more about. And also on top of the website, you can have Ron take you through the mind to heart drop, and there are more, there are audio samples of a few different things there too that you can click on. There's a lot of videos bringing in divine energies, which are just amazing and help to heal so much. So that's always a great place to go to.
All right, I just want to check it out.
Yeah, great. Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
Bye. So just to speak a little bit about that orb clearing, Ron, because we just recently on Saturday you brought it up and you had some new discoveries that you had found about it, how it's actually more than we thought maybe right away. You do have the orb clearing, which is under light infusion healing. If you go to the website and scroll down a little bit, it's on the left-hand side. And that's a great one to clear the different orbs that are around us. But then, as I understand, there are orbs that are more attached to us and actually have more, we might carry more of their waste products, unfortunately, that we need a full life clearing. And I just wanted to read some of the thoughts. Some of the thoughts came up on the fast chat right before we finished on Saturday. And Mike was saying it sounded like orbs kind of energetically link from person to person. And Ron, you kind of clarified it. Yes, that's true. And it seems very important on many levels to clear them. And also how he's noticed, and I know some other people were saying it there too, how when you are around certain people, how you can get caught up in their thoughts and how it's hard to be around certain people. And I can just speak for myself, if I see a very distressed person, maybe even more so now, I get a little bit like I really don't want to be around that person. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about the orbs and the new clearing, Ron. Are you on, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So okay, so we're getting more into the orb energies, and these, I believe, are, I won't say 100%, but I'll say maybe 99.9% correct, that these are the little scouts, right, that come from the master, if you would, the mother, we'll say, jellyfish, okay? These always are on our heads anyway, but these are the scouts that come about, and they have a little tentacle, and the tentacle connects to our thoughts and our cellular memory. So remember, each cell has a memory, and it contains thoughts of your lifetime. And so this is your DNA, we'll say, and it can read that, and then it can bring forth a complete motion picture, we'll say, in your dreams of what it is, and then they change that. Well, they also come into our thoughts, and they can connect with other orbs, bringing orbs, you know, us orbic people will say, into conversation as they want to do their own communication between themselves and also cause us harm. But once you start to release some of the orbs, sometimes they give you a waste product in exchange as they're leaving. This is one that I found on our heads most recently, which is what I did a clearing on the last show. And once they're attached to your head, remember, the other ones typically just come to your body, and I don't know how they are. I think they're just retrieving energies, you know. But the ones that are actually around your head and in your head, you know, kind of like an astronaut with their, you know, headpiece on, we'll say, you know. Then when they're connected there, then you start having troubles, and they can make you drowsy. They can make you unconscious. They can make you tired. They can make you depressed, because they will start to secrete their waste products in you, which will numb out your consciousness. And that's why sometimes, you know, you have a really good day. You feel wonderful. You know, you're very happy doing what you want to do. You know, very, you know, having your own way, we'll say, of what you want to do, completely empowered. And all of a sudden, a minute later, you, like, hit this downer, and you go, what happened to me, you know? I'm now thinking of something else. Well, it's because the orb didn't want you to do that. So it's just another form of mind control. And so that's what the orbs do. So we'll put in a clearing up at some point here on the website to do a whole lifetime clearing to get rid of the ones that have actually made, we'll just say, physical contact with you, as opposed to maybe viewing you or just taking away energy. So the free clearing on the website now that's on there is to get rid of these things, kind of like having a fly swatter, you know, to get rid of them. And the other clearing will be a whole lifetime one. And the whole lifetime will be a way to get rid of the waste products that these have actually come into your realm of experience. And that's what they are. We have a question here about doing a clearing with a partner. So it looks like it's probably what I can read here. Basically, it's that you have somebody in your life who's a partner, and the partner has densities, negativity or something. They maybe kind of leak out on you, in a sense. But this happens all the time in relationships, even if you're not with somebody living with you. And then all of a sudden, their issue becomes your issue. And then you want to know, what can you do about that? Because now maybe it could be somebody that you're working with, and there's maybe some kind of disagreement or confrontation, or you don't want to get their energy on you. Maybe you have a different thought pattern as theirs, but they keep wanting you to come into their circle. Or maybe, maybe one of your cousins wants you to go to the Catholic Church every Sunday, and you don't want to do that, but they keep bombarding you with this information and stuff and how you're a sinner, et cetera, and bringing a negativity to you from that organization. So how do you clear that? Well, the emotional clearing you can do, all the clearings online you can do with somebody else. So if it's really close to you, the best thing you can do for yourself and someone else is to do the emotional clearing. And the cost is $5 times your age. If you're over 60, then it's capped at $300. So, if you're 80, then you get 20 years done for free. But that's the clearing that you need to have first to change your life. If you do that clearing, you're going to be in a much better space. And you can also do it for someone else, anybody. You can do it for a child. You can do it for your parents. Do it for anybody that you wish. Just put their name in and do the clearing on them. And what that'll do, an absentee clearing, it takes about 3 days. And you will actually see them change. They will be out of their frustrations. In fact, we'll do this one again here. We'll do an emotional clearing. So just think of anything in your life right now that's troubled you. And, remember, we have a lot of thoughts each day. And each one of these thoughts that you have will build upon the next thought, or it could be triggered by a previous thought. And they're kind of all stored, we'll say, like in little file folders. And so just because you have one negative thought, most people think they only have one. Well, you may have millions of them, so you want to clear all these out of you. So here we go. Just think of a negative situation in your life, and this brings up a emotional energy, because we live in emotions here typically. This is an emotional planet, and because the aliens wanted it that way, to take our life force energy from us here and our body energy. We're going to clear one of these scenarios for you here. Remember, you probably have billions of them. This is just one of them that you know about. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here, now look upon the situation, and it should seem, feel very distant to you. And this works for probably about 95% of issues that you have. Otherwise, you have to go a little bit deeper. Now I'll do a feeling body. This is for about 20% of the listeners who live in their feeling body. Most people live in their emotional body, but you have to do the emotional body first. Once you do your whole lifetime of all these issues, you're a different person afterwards, because your past is not traumatizing you every day. So here we go, same process, same issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel better right now with that issue. You should feel like you're disattached from it. And if you don't, it means that you need to have more clearings, probably in a different area. It might be trauma, could be heartache, it could be different energies. But what happens is, once these energetic bodies get filled up and contaminated completely, then they spill over into us physically. So the issues that we have are always with us, and these bodies are here once they come up to kind of absorb the backlash from these issues. But once these bodies get filled up, and the Earth Spirit gave us these invisible energetic bodies to protect us, to save the life form of the physical body, otherwise it'd be dead. And also it helps us to eliminate psychic attack energies. But once they get filled up, they're no longer useful. And this is why you start having problems, because they can't do their job. You have to have them cleaned out. This is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, is cleaning out these invisible energetic bodies, releasing you from your sins and the DNA process. So here we go. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, we have a lot of people doing rituals, vortexes, linking out there or down into the earth or that sort of thing. And it could be through religion or just more their own spirituality, whatever that might be, more New Age. And then opening up to bringing in more negative energies here. And in fact, even though they are hopefully at least they didn't mean to do that, you know, but it's unfortunately the state we have here. So JJ was asking if the light beings would be able to stop new aliens from coming to the earth.
Well, right now the Earth Spirit is battling these energies, so it's still at 12.5% approximately of its life force energy. So, 10.5%. Okay, so let's just look at it another way. So that means, we'll just say it's at 10%. That means that the alien stole 90% of the Earth Spirit. Okay? So it has only 10% of itself left to battle the aliens. So that's where we are. So can the light ship help? Yes, the light ship is helping. It is helping the 10% of the Earth Spirit. Remember, the light ship only works through an energy that it created, okay, a conduit. And so the energy of the Earth Spirit, that's 10%, you know, the light ship can only work through that as much as it can, which is 10%. And so this is why the Earth Spirit is battling for its life. Because people are going to church every Sunday or Saturday or whenever they do their prayers or whatever. The problem is that people are connecting to an energy outside of themselves. If they would have listened to, like, Jesus and other masters that came here who told you to become self-empowered, not to do that, just to go within, we would not have this problem here. And this is the problem that we have. We have all the people who chose darkness. And just look around you. You know, look at the churches on Sundays. They're praying outside of themselves. And they're praying outside of themselves because where they're going to doesn't tell them that they don't need to go to that location any longer or to belong to that organization or group, because you're deluding yourself out when you connect to something outside of yourself. And this is the problem that we have, is that, you know, it's kind of like plugging a hole in the dam. Well, you know, remember, we only have 10% of the Earth Spirit here doing this work, and it got stolen, the other 90%, by the aliens. So it's battling for its life, and it's going to first correct its life to bring itself back into wholeness, to find the parts of it that, you know, is lost. And then after that, it'll start to work on the creation, which is what it wished to come into, which is the Earth planet here. So it has to heal itself first before it can actually heal the planet. So in theory, you might say, gee, can the Earth Spirit stop the problem that we're having, you know, in the Gulf with the oil? I'm sure that it could probably do that if it was fully empowered and it wasn't taken off planet by the aliens. It could probably just stop that energy coming out, but it can't do that because it's not strong enough. And this is kind of where they are. You know, where the Earth Spirit is battling for its life. And this is the whole process that we're dealing with here. And you might say, well, can the light ship help? Yeah, the light ship is helping. It's helping the Earth Spirit to find itself. And in the process, we have all the people on the planet here, different religions and cultures that believe that you're not empowered enough and that you have to give your energy away to something else outside of yourself. And in that process, each one of those people are opening up a vortex, a stargate, you know, a wormhole, whatever you want to call it, that they're bringing in darkness. So they're actually harming the the auric field of the Earth spirit, making it even more worse. So in the New Age movement now, a lot of people are putting out emails about, oh, we need to become more self-empowered. We need to bring in more light. Well, the light's already here. As you're trying to bring in more light externally, you're bringing in more darkness. So it's making matters even worse. So that's kind of what's happening. So I hope that answered the question there. At some point, yes, when the Earth Spirit becomes more empowered, it can help out with everything here. But until that, it's actually worse than what you people are listening here to this radio program. Because most people listening are going to be probably 20% in their bodies with their spirit to probably maybe about 70, okay? So just think if you were at 10%. In fact, what I'll do for everybody, and then I'll bring you back to where you are. This is with your choice here, okay? I'll drop you down to 10%. And this is your own choice if you wish to have this done. You'd be at 10% for about a minute just to see what it's like to be disempowered, okay? This is where the Earth Spirit is now. And you can feel how lost you're going to feel at 10%. So if you want to have this done, we'll do it, then we'll bring you back up to where you are now. So just sit back, relax, and this is just a learning experience for everybody. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to drop you down to 10%. So 1, 2, you're going to feel not too well. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel kind of empty on the inside. You should feel like you lost your life force energy. And this is where the Earth Spirit is, okay? So this is a good way to get a clue of what's happening here. And you may not feel good at all about yourself. You might feel disempowered. You might even be crying because you know where the Earth Spirit is. And that's because of people praying outside of themselves. When you do that, you become prey, P-R-E-Y. So here we go. I'll bring you back up to where you were before. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it'll probably take maybe 1 or 2 minutes typically to have your body, re-establish itself. So you will feel a little different for a short time here, and then you will balance out. So if anybody wants to comment on how you're feeling, would like to have a phone call, that would be wonderful. You might still feel a little whacked out for a little bit. Remember, your spirit has to reintegrate with your whole body over again. And what we're going to do now is put you in your body properly in case you were in crooked. So we're going to come out and back in. Now you're in straight. So remember, the spirit comes in at different angles, different degrees, upside down, backwards, because of crash landings, we'll call it. And that's when you get startled and you come back to your body instantly. And your spirit will come in any way that it can. This is what's happening to the Earth Spirit. Thanks to us humans here, we're causing all these problems, which is all judgment. And we're bringing in something outside of ourselves. And that something is not good. So you can never bring light to yourself because you already have it. So any practitioner out there claiming they're going to give you more light than anything else, what they're telling you is that they work for the darkness. And they're bringing you the light of the darkness, light to you. Because you already have it, so that's a clue. So if you have done any of that work yourself, maybe you're a practitioner who is actually doing that, listening to the program here, I would recommend highly to stop because you're harming humanity and the Earth Spirit. And then go on the website, go to the Dark Side Practitioner Clearing. It's under Personal Whole Lifetime Clearings, and go on there. Go to the third page, scroll down again on the Dark Side Practitioner Clearings to help you, because that will help get these things off of you. So, here we go. Back to you, Annika. You should be feeling
okay.
Pretty good, right, buddy?
Yeah, that made me feel really bad, Ron. That's like having my heart speeding, and I really don't feel good when I get to feel that, but I did it as an exercise, and it was good to know that we can come back. So thank you for bringing us back where we are now. So we have some great, a bunch of very good, willing people, I know. And JJ is asking again, and I know it's on the same topic, that the alien attack removal page is great, and that was mentioned too. And how can we help the Earth spirit? And I guess that's a question for many of us listeners, you know. And JJ was mentioning the alien attack removal page, and I know that that is just incredible. You can clear so much from yourself, and when you clear yourself in a way, you will be helping at least those people that are around you, or that's what I find for me anyway. So maybe other people have ideas about how to help, but you know, the main thing is obviously working on ourselves. But is there anything you want to comment on that, Ron?
Yeah, unfortunately, the only way to help is really not to help, because the Earth Spirit, remember, the Earth Spirit, you know, typically should be as big as the whole Earth here. And so this is a really big planet. And, you know, it's gigantic. So you really can't help it out by your thoughts, by your heart energy or anything, or even, like, notifying the light ship for this here. You could probably ask your friends not to go to church and pray outside of themselves. That would be the best help that you could ever do. Get people to become self-empowered, like the true teachings of Jesus was to go within. That's why I say you just need one book, one page, and that page will say go within. And if you can, you know, do that, that's the way you're going to help people. But, you know, you're probably going to be shunned and, you know, not looked upon too nicely as you denounce God, all these alien gods. So this is the problem. And all these people every Sunday will say, going to churches, you know, dressed up really nice, donating to the cause here of the aliens, you know, through their life force energy, through their spirit energy, giving it away, just empowering themselves, praying outside of themselves, giving money. All this stuff is going to disempower the planet here. And this is where we are. So, but there's nothing that you can really do through the light chip or anything else. You know, doing nothing for the Earth Spirit is the best thing you can ever do, because you're not putting mind energy into it. When you feel the hurt, the anger, whatever you're feeling, resentment, remember, if you transmit that to the Earth Spirit, and then it's like a psychic attack. This is like I say when I do healings, I cannot be involved emotionally with anything. I just have to run the energy, because the source energy does not have emotions. And when you get into emotions, into judgment, which is what emotions are, then you're into the darkness. And that's where you have to be, is to be in non-judgment. And the best thing is to work on yourself. Allow the Earth Spirit then to realize that, yeah, it has some, like a little ground crew down here, a handful of people that are willing to become self-empowered. And that's the best way that you can help the Earth Spirit, is to have that energy brought to you so you can become self-empowered and not bringing in the darkness. So just being where you are, you know, in neutrality is the best place to be. That way you're not going to harm anything. And that's probably why Jesus mentioned in one of his talks or whatever about turning the other cheek or something, because you don't want to be in judgment. So it's for me, it's very sad to see what people are doing. I just see people all the time. I heard about one lady who's going over to Tibet, or I think it's Tibet, to see one of the masters over there, you know, the Tibetan people, one of the Rinpoches or something. And, you know, she's a very, very wonderful lady. She's great, but she's not self-empowered, so. And she's probably, I'm just guessing, maybe about 60, I think, maybe, you know, 55, 60. But, you know, she has her practices that she does and her meditations, and nothing's wrong with that as long as you don't go outside of yourself and leave your body. But she's still going to a teacher. So she'll be searching for her whole lifetime, listening to a teacher and not realizing that she's it. And if the teacher was a student out to tell her that, then the teacher would probably lose all of his students. But that's the bottom line, is to you know, to get out right away and say, hey, you have it. It's already with you. You have to find it. You already basically gave it up because you're not in communication with your spirit. You're not dropping down like we do on almost all the shows, you know, the mind-to-heart drop. And that you can do yourself. So the whole thing is just to be empowered with some of the knowledge, we'll say. Remember, the knowledge is just out there. It's all actually internal, but the whole thing that I'm doing is trying to help people to be heart-connected. That's what this show is all about, to know that you're it. Nothing's outside of yourself, and what is outside of yourself is darkness, and you want to stay inside of yourself to be connected to your own divinity, which is you. And until you really know that, you're going to be searching forever outside of yourself until you come back inside of yourself, because you have the power with you. It's not outside, and it's not in all the books that you read. And that's basically what I'm about, is to help everybody to become self-empowered. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Thomas has a great comment there that just popped up on the fast chat. And he says, well said, Ron, I shifted as you were talking. So thank you for that explanation, Ron. It helps us all. And bringing in a little bit more light, perhaps maybe we can have a sample to clear our chakras or something like that, because guest was saying that solar plexus was tightening and was asking for a sample clearing.
Yeah, we can do a chakra alignment. So here we go. Go to your heart center first and move that a little bit. There we go. Perfect. And now we're going to go up to your throat chakra. There we go. So we're just actually turning the chakra so it's pointing forward, okay? And third eye. Number six chakra, there we go. And moving now down below the heart, number three, your power chakra. There we go. And second chakra. And first chakra. We'll do an opening now, so I'll use the word spin to open them up. It'll go body width for you. Normally your chakras could be maybe a couple inches or so in diameter, but as they become larger, then you have more energy of healing in the body. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, below the heart, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, let's bring up the light beam on the monitor screen. And you're going to be seeing some peace energy coming through. We'll bring in the females here. So just scroll down on your monitor, about an inch and a half, and go down. Here we go. Bringing in some wonderful peace energy. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. So, well, you want to be on the judgment aspect, in case you're wondering, you know, how do you live life without judging? You know, right or wrong, yes or no, stop, go, you know. You want to be in discernment, where you kind of look at it, you know, be in your heart looking at it, and you want to do this. Then you're empowered when you're in discernment. When you're in judgment, then you have a reaction to what's happening. So just go to a movie theater and watch people as they're watching the scenes that they're seeing. And if they're jumping around, maybe some confrontations going on, that means that they have this energy stored inside of them that makes them want to physically move. And, you know, that the movement could be a self-defense movement. It could be wanting to run out the door. It could be feeling happy or sad. So you want to be in discernment as you're watching something. And you can tell the people that have the most issues on a particular, say, theme of what you're watching there as how much they're responding to the movie. So that's the whole thing is when you're in discernment, you're not going to have any reaction. You're just going to be watching the movie, seeing it, and that's it. And you probably won't even say it was a good movie or not. You might be able to, but normally you're going to be in the moment. And you're just going to be watching the movie just to... we'll say pass some time, because we live in a time-based reality. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so going on to also in the, well, it's a bit about what we're talking about, how we get influenced by the religious indoctrination and the God plane, and JJ was, and I know you have two clearings on that, that you have on your list of services, Ron, and JJ was asking if we could have a God disconnect sample. Is that something you feel up to today, Ron?
Yeah, we could do that, sure. So let's see here. Just pick your favorite religion here, because you probably have been through all of them, through all different lifetimes, and some you don't even know about. So just pick one of those religions, or even a time, since the darkness lives in time. Maybe you were a certain religion at the age of six, and maybe your parents didn't like that religion, so they moved to another religion maybe at the age of 12, we'll say. So you may be indoctrinated with two different religions, which means that since you went to two different churches, you have two different alien gods that you're praying to that are connected to you, putting hooks into you. And it's still there, even though you gave it up. Remember, once you're connected, you're hooked up for life. So let's do the one at age of six here. And here we go. I'll disconnect one of these alien gods from you. And they could have a whole bunch of them also. Maybe they channel different information each time, and maybe that particular church not only has one God, maybe a thousand of them. But we'll disconnect one of these from you. Here we go. One, to see how it feels. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. This one here now is released from you. One of the aliens that you prayed to. Coming pray at this church. Now we'll do the age of 12. Same process. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if that felt a little different. Maybe it's a different alien energy that's attached to you. Remember, these are all alien stuff. Aliens brought us the gods, you know, from the skies. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Mike was saying that he felt a bit sick since orb release. So is there any way to release some of the waste products now, since it seems some people are sick? He was also mentioned nauseous lately, and Chris felt low. So I don't know if there's, maybe we should do a little more on it?
Well, we'll see. We'll take off some of the waste products from the orb. So it's up to your spirit to select your favorite orb energy here. So here we go. We'll see what where this waste product is stored inside of you. One, two, three. Remember, all the healing is worked through your spirit. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. See if that's helped you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I feel better already, so thank you. Yeah, I wanted to mention, because it came up from Abe, a question about negativity. And obviously when we start talking here and hear the truth from what is really going on, you know, it's unfortunate that it's all not love and light out there, you know, and it can seem that we would be immersed in negativity that are here with you, Ron, but really it's just part of the truth that we have to deal with. And Abe is wondering, how is it possible that so many of us who are immersed in negativity are here with Ron? And maybe we are more just at that place where we can hear it. Or do you have thoughts on that, Ron?
Yeah, that's a very good you probably answered the question. And it's probably some people are just kind of maybe tired of the non-truths out there. It's very possible that maybe all of you have been around Jesus 2,000 years ago, because the Lightship is here again. You're now waiting for your second chance here because you didn't leave back then. You know, remember, you're probably taken off planet to a parallel universe at the time of ascension. So that's probably what it could be also. But basically, is you're allowing your spirit to direct you to where you're going to, not your mind. And some people just happen to stumble upon their website, or maybe just listening to this radio program for the first time. And for most people, I think it probably will push their buttons a little bit, because you're hearing something that is so far out and unbelievable that you either have to re-listen again, or you say, yeah, there's something here that seems to ring true. This is why we have over 500 archives. Just listen to them. And if you are kind of curious as a first-time listener or so, for what I'm told by other people, it takes them probably a half a dozen or so archives to listen to finally catch on to what's happening. And, you know, then you start realizing that what we're trying to do is get you into your heart center. This is the whole thing. Get you into your heart, and some people go, gee, how can Ron be a God basher? Well, I'm bashing the aliens, which brought us the gods, you know. So that's why we're in this sad state of affairs that we are here. This planet was created from light, and the aliens took it over. And you probably all realize that. You know, just look up in the sky. You can see them in the cloud ships. And the newer ships now that you see, these are all the flat-bottom clouds typically. If you, you know, get some of the older movies on, you know, TV or DVD or whatever, ones that were probably black and white or so, you're probably going to see more of the rounded, like, you know, cotton ball clouds like you probably saw when you're younger, if you're an older person. And the ones now typically are all flat-bottomed. And, you know, I'm sure they have some explanation to why they're this way now with the scientific community. But, you know, for about a couple of weeks, I have been seeing the real clouds, which was real shocking to me. It's like seeing a new paradigm. What's happening? What's up here now? I'm not used to this, you know. But now I'm seeing some of the ship clouds coming around. These are alien crafts that somehow the cloud forms upon. So we really can't see the alien ship, but we can see the cloud around it. The cloud kind of disguises the ship, or something like that. But the newer ones now I'm seeing, they have like a square box out of the bottom of them. And so if you look up at a cloud and you see a square box out of the bottom of the ship, I mean, it's like, hello, what is this? How can they have a box which has 90-degree corners on it coming out of the bottom of this cloud? And if anybody has seen that, you might type it in or even call in about it. On BBS here, our time is kind of coming to a close here, but that's the newest thing now, is the ship clouds with the square box hanging off the bottom. And you go, boy, I don't know about this, and what's going to be next, you know, a curly Q or something, or rods coming out of it. But that's what the newest thing is, the square boxes out of the bottom of this flat bottom ship cloud. So anyway, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, it's unfortunate what we can see up there. I've seen those myself, too. So Chris is mentioning, wow, feeling a lot better now, and thanks. And so that's nice to hear. And Marie R. is commenting and says, I look at this as positive in clearing this for ascension. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And Abe said, this site has made the most sense of anything. I felt immediately validated. Thank you. That is also great, great comment. So thank you. That's how I feel too. And it took me some time for sure. It took me a long time in the beginning. I have to admit that. There was a little bit of kind of grieving of, you know, not being a part of what I had been a part of, and that was short, but had to go through that a little bit. Mike was asking, because we talked about the new orb clearing, and he was wondering when is that going to be up, the orb clearing that will be a full life clearing, And that's also going to get rid of the waste products, Ron.
Yeah, right now that's kind of work in process here. So I'm hoping within a couple of weeks we'll have it up.
Okay, and we can mention also that today you are also on Ask One Radio a little later. That's 7 p.m. Pacific. Ron does 3 conference calls during the week that are fantastic. You get to be on the Lightship for an hour for clearing and healing and removing things and that sort of thing. It's just amazing. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. And there are 4 BBS radio shows. And like Ron mentioned, there is over 500 archives. So if you can't listen to them on the times when they are on live, you can always go to the archives. And it's really incredible to go through all that because there's so much on there. So just wanted to briefly mention that. And we're coming up to the end here. I don't know, do you feel like we could bring in a little bit more of maybe an energy? I know you brought in peace before to the light beam, but maybe you want to bring something to leave us with, Ron?
Let's see.
No, I can't hear you, Ron, but maybe you can hear me.
Yeah, let's face of Jesus energy. So here we go.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. So, I'll be at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan. After that's New York here, end of this week, for the Expo, Yoga Raw Food Expo. I'll have ARE workshops the following week, so hope to see you there. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and you know, the energy will be up here for the next half an hour, so just enjoy it. Okay, goodbye, everybody, and blessings to all of you.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.